Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Many of the hymns we sing start off as a poem. They don't have any music, and then a composer will write music to go along with the song. That doesn't happen all the time, but more often than not. Matthew Bridges wrote this hymn that we're going to sing, Crown Him with Many Crowns, and had it published in a book called Hymns of the Heart. Mr. Bridges was born in Southeast England. Although as a youth he was a Protestant, by the time he became an adult, he had joined the Roman Catholic Church. He traveled a bit to Canada, but eventually went back to England. He was an avid writer. That means he wrote a lot. He wrote books on poems, some of his thoughts on history, and even a few hymns. And that's the song that we're going to sing right now. With me today as we start a new week. We are going to learn about the Holy Spirit and the special gift that Jesus gave His apostles. But before we get started, what do we always want to do? You're right, we pray before we start, before we read God's Word, for His Holy Spirit to be in our hearts and in our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your love and Your care for the way that You work in our lives. We ask and we pray that You will be with us, that You will give us Your Holy Spirit to understand, to give us that power to do what is right. In Your name, amen. For 3.5 years, the disciples had been with Jesus. They had walked with Him. They had worked with Him. They had listened to His wonderful sermons, and they had watched Him heal the sick and cast out demons. When they were afraid, remembering the storm, Jesus had rescued them by stopping the waves with His voice. Peace, be still, He had said. Immediately, the waves stopped roaring, the dark clouds blew away, and there was a great calm. Let's read about it, because we want to see what the Bible says. We want to see that this is true, that this is right. You don't want to just take my word for it. We want to make sure that what I say matches up with Scripture. So we're going to go to Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Mark is the second book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. I really, really appreciate the kids who read the Bible verses for me. It makes this lesson so much better, and it just adds a better element, don't you think? If you would be interested in recording scripture verses for us, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com and say, "Hey, Miss Katie, can I record a scripture verse?" And you know what? I can give you some to record, okay? But right now, we're going to Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Let's see what that says.
Then He arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
So when He said, "Peace, be still," the wind stopped blowing. If you don't have any more wind, what's going to happen to the waves? The waves will calm down, right? But do waves calm down right away as soon as the wind stops blowing? Or does it take time for the water to settle down, for the energy to leave? What do you think? It takes some time. It says there was a great calm. In another place it says the waves were still. The waves didn't move. The water got as smooth as glass. Have you ever gone boating really, really early in the morning and the water is as smooth as glass? Do you know why it's so smooth? Because there isn't wind, or there usually isn't very much wind at night. And so the water calms down and it takes a while for it to settle down and become as smooth as glass. You can try this for yourself. If you go and you get a bowl of water, probably a big bowl. You don't want a little one, but a big bowl of water, and you fill it up, not all the way, and then you make waves. So you're adding energy. You're maybe moving your hand, pushing it up and down so that you have those waves. And then you watch. And if you were to say, peace, be still, and you stop moving those waves, are the waves or the water going to be really smooth, or is it going to still kind of be moving around for a while until it finally settles out? You could maybe even time how long it takes for those waves to settle down and the water to be smooth and quiet again. But when Jesus said, peace be still, it was instantly. Those waves stopped, which is a complete miracle. Not only did the wind stop, but the waves stopped. That energy that was in the water, making the water go up and down in waves, that energy disappeared. It was like, oh, it's gone. Jesus did a miracle. During another storm, Jesus didn't have a boat. So you know what he did? He walked on water. He walked through those big waves right to where the disciples were struggling in their boat. This time, Jesus even helped Peter to walk on water. But what happened to Peter when his faith failed him? When he took his eyes off of Jesus? What happened? You're right. He started to sink. But was Jesus right there? Yes. Jesus saved him, and together they walked to the safety of the boat. Now, let's think about another time when the two demoniacs rushed at the disciples and Jesus like wild beasts. What did the disciples do? They fled in terror. They were scared. They ran away. But what about Jesus? He raised his hand, and the men couldn't come any closer. Helplessly, they stood in front of him, but even though they were very angry, they were unable to take another step. Then Jesus healed those dangerous men, and they became calm and quiet, just like the sea. Jesus has so much power. Day and night, Jesus had been with those disciples, teaching them, guiding them, comforting them, and keeping them safe. Day after day, they felt Jesus' love for them, and every day they loved and trusted him more. But now, Jesus had gone back to heaven, and even though he had told them that they couldn't come with him this time, they were still happy. Let's look up Luke chapter 24. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Third book in the New Testament, Luke chapter 24, all the way in the back of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 24, and then all the way in the back of the chapter, verse 50. We're going to read verse 50, 51, 52, and 53. That's four verses. Let's read those together. Luke chapter 24, verse 50 through 53. Luke chapter 24, verse 50 through 53. Here's what it says.
And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
They were joyful, even though Jesus had left them. Even though he was carried up into heaven, how are the disciples feeling? It says they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with what? Great joy. They were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Wow, that's pretty neat. So were they sad that Jesus had left them, or were they excited and happy? They were excited. They had great joy because they trusted Jesus and his promises. What did Jesus promise to send them? Even though Jesus was leaving them, which we're going to learn about a little bit more next time, Jesus promised to always send something to be with them. What was it? Let's look it up in John chapter 14. We're kind of doing some Bible searching today, aren't we? Yeah. Well, now we're going to John. This is our last one to look up today. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. The chapters are those big numbers. The verses are the little numbers. So John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Here's what it says.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Jesus had told the disciples, or promised the disciples, that he would give them another helper. Well, God the Father would give them another helper, that he may be able to abide with you, how long? Forever. What does abide mean? It means to live with, to stay with. So Jesus was promising to give another helper to stay with them forever. Who was this helper? What does verse 17 say? The Spirit of truth. For he dwells with you and will be in you. So Jesus didn't just give us the Holy Spirit just to have the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell or to live inside of us, inside our hearts. I would be pretty excited about that gift, wouldn't you? The disciples were. And we're going to find out next time why the Holy Spirit is so important. Why is it needed? Okay? But before we go, we're going to pray and thank Jesus for this special gift, and we're going to learn more about it in the coming week. Dear Lord, thank you for your promise that you will pray to the Father and give us another helper, a comforter, someone to be in us, someone to be with us. Thank you so much for that promise. In your name, amen. Acts 2:38 is our new memory verse. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That means to take away sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus has been promising the Holy Spirit, and we are learning about it this week. I'm excited about that. How about you? Acts 2:38.
Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.